player piano is a product of the bygone era of smoky saloons, slick guys in fedoras, and sassy dames in dresses nice girls wouldn't wear to church. But just as you can still get blocks of ice for an old icebox, you can still buy piano rolls. Bob Berkman has vintage kitchen appliances in his home in Buffalo, New York, and runs the QRS Music Roll Factory there. This is his composition, Menlo Park Rag. Bob Berkman, we're in the piano studio, which is actually a little room in your house in Buffalo, and you're sitting at a pianola. Tell us about this instrument.
Well, the word pianola became a generic term for player piano, but this is what the original pianola was, an external machine with 88 felt-tip fingers sticking out the back, and you would wheel it up to a piano, align the fingers with the keys, and then you could play piano rolls on any piano. The part of it that isn't really understood is that it doesn't play itself, really. The person operating it has to create the musicality, that is, make some notes louder than others and control the tempo and the accenting and so on. So it's really a very participatory music-making device.
How did you get interested in piano rolls?
My grandparents had a player piano, and I took lessons as a kid on the piano. I just thought the player was a great device, a great invention. It played the piano. You didn't have to worry about practicing. You didn't have to worry about playing wrong notes. It did all that part of it. And, you know, even though I've worked for QRS for 25 years, I know exactly how the rolls work. I know exactly what's going on in there to make the piano work, and it's still magical. Even though I know it isn't magic, I still get the biggest kick out of the fact that this is a piece of paper with a bunch of holes punched in it, and it's making music.
Elton John's Philadelphia Freedom was the first piano roll Bob Berkman cut for QRS. He's since helped guide the business through a medley of technological changes. The QRS factory showroom in downtown Buffalo is filled with examples of different attempts to modernize the craft.
We're in the reception, in the green room of the QRS company, and it has both the oldest device in it and the newest device. The oldest is the Melville Clark marking piano. It is a recording device for recording piano rolls from live performances, and it was built around 1912. The newest device is a system called Pianomation, and it actually automates a piano using CDs or floppy disks, and in addition to playing the piano, the CDs can contain audio recordings. So you can, in other words, you could have a singer singing along with the piano, or an orchestra playing along with the piano, or a jazz combo, or anything else.
So the 21st century equivalent of the piano roll looks like a CD?
Yep, that's it exactly. The difference is, I mean, the technological difference is vast, certainly, and it can do things that the rolls couldn't do. It does reproduce human playing. It makes some notes louder than others and so on. It sounds like a person playing the piano. But the difference is a sociological one, I think. It's the way people use it. A player piano is a participatory thing. You stand and you pump and you sing the words on the rolls. And this is much more couch potato entertainment. It's background music. You turn it on and you walk away from it. And it's great for that, but it doesn't fill the other needs, so we feel you need one of each in your home.
Isn't it a way also to keep QRS in business?
Oh, we didn't think of that. I mean, our motives were altruistic, of course. Yes, it was a natural way for us to stay in business. If RCA had stuck with the 78, they would have gone out of business. I don't think it's a bad thing to move along with the times, but there's no reason to discard what came before if it's still viable.
And you still make piano rolls
every day.
Is there a big demand?
Not a big demand. It's certainly, it's not 1926. We made 10 million rolls, and that was the peak year, 1926. Now we don't make even 500,000 rolls.
How do you decide what tunes you're going to do for 2001?
We pretty much ride the coattails of the record industry, basically. If it's selling on CDs, it may sell on piano rolls. The best-selling roll in any year is whatever the great big monster hit happens to be. A few years ago, it was the theme from Titanic. Before that, it was, I think, the Macarena. We had you could make enough of that. And before that, Achy Breaky Heart had a shot at it for a while. It's whatever the American public is clamoring for. And that's always what we've done. People think of piano rolls as being old-fashioned music, but it was only the music of its day. In the 20s, we made, you know, razzmatazz, and in the 30s, we made 30s music, and in the 50s, we made, you know, Elvis, early Elvis tunes, and so on.
What's some of the newest stuff you're working on?
Well, one of the newest piano rolls is a Britney Spears roll with her two hits on it, Oops, I Did It Again and Baby One More Time.
Now, I'm not sure if I could actually envision someone who owns a player piano being the same person who listens to Britney Spears. who would buy a Britney Spears piano roll?
Well, it's a bit of a risk. It might be the sort of thing a parent might buy a child, a parent being the one who likes the player piano and try, you know, he or she has found something that their children may like on the player piano. But it's funny. Hits do penetrate into our consciousness, and people see it listed in a catalog. They are automatically attracted to it just because the media has convinced them they should be.
Bob Berkman is the operations manager of the QRS Piano Roll Factory. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.